We're looking out at a lot of devastation. This is here at the Hamburg Breach a year ago.
That's Cindy Bebout. She's the executive director of the USDA Farm Service Agency here in southwest Iowa's Fremont County.
So we've done inspections on all these farms, but it's just something we've never seen before at this level. So it's been very hard for them to put a price on what it's going to cost to bring these farms back to production again.
Bebout says the government is helping farmers rehabilitate the land as much as possible.
You know, and we fared better than a lot of people. A lot of people's houses are destroyed. This house isn't destroyed, but we've completely, this was all covered with mold. We've stripped it out.
Brian Johnson farms near Percival, Iowa, in the very southwestern corner of the state. He lost 95% of the 1,500 acres he farms in addition to his home. Driving his green pickup, he passes piles of river bottom sand and silt, some stacked 20 feet high. Dry green leaves of corn and soybeans are sprouting in rows of what looks like beach sand.
There has not been an economic impact study done on what the flood, what happened to the flood with the flood last year. And we think those numbers are in the billions of dollars.
Johnson says the impact goes beyond farmers. Numerous businesses across several states were hit just as hard when the Missouri flooded. Some have joined to form a group called Responsible River Management, seeking a bigger voice in how the Missouri is managed. On this day, they're meeting at the Black Iron Steakhouse in northwest Missouri. The group wants more water stored in reservoirs up north, but that kind of control is up to the Army Corps of Engineers, which manages all the dams and levees along the river, and the Corps takes its orders from Congress. Iowa Congressman Steve King introduced legislation to add storage to the reservoirs. If it were only that simple, many people contend that trying to control the mighty Missouri is where the problem begins.
The water that fell up in North Dakota and Montana and South Dakota, that's something that the river can handle, but not when you create all these handicaps in the channel and cut the channel off from the floodplain.
That's Jim Redmond with the Northwest Iowa Sierra Club. The club and other environmental groups raise additional concerns about wildlife on the river. But the Responsible River Management Group argues that too much attention is paid to the three endangered species dependent on the river. David Seek farms along the Missouri near Glenwood, Iowa, and serves as vice chair of the Missouri River Recovery Implementation Committee, a group representing local, state, tribal, and federal interests here. He's also part of the Responsible River Management Group.
I'm concerned about the species. I mean, there were things there that when I was a kid that I went there that with my grandkids still choose to farm can see. It's just that it has to have some common sense.
But as he sees it, common sense is getting muddy.
This flood has caused some ripples in our texture again, you know, in our fight to save the species. Cooler heads need to prevail. We need to think this through. That being said, a lot of groups, when their voices aren't perceived to have been heard or listened to, they go back home and rally their troops and, you know, do what they have to do to protect their interests. If the people of the basin can't agree how to fix the problems with the species, and then we go back to the way we used to do it, which is the courts decide, and then it's not good for anybody.
And so the fight continues with a push and pull over river channels, water levels, and how best to prevent another bad flood on a river that flows through seven states. I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.